The numbers of food insecurity in the country are quite staggering. As of now, about 9 million people are in need of food and/or livelihood support in Syria. Worryingly, we are observing a change in the nature of food insecurity. Food insecurity has started involving urban areas, but now we are worryingly observing an expansion of food insecurity towards the countryside, because now food insecurity has started to involve directly farming households. In the latest 12 months, food prices have increased in the country. And this was obviously a problem. It had a negative impact on food access in urban areas for urban consumers. On the other hand, the expected benefits for farmers of these high prices did not materialize due to the devaluation of the local currency and due to the economic sanctions.
Wheat and livestock are extremely important for national food security as well as in the local market. What are the main issues with the wheat supply chain right now?
Cereal and wheat markets are fragmented and transportation bottlenecks prevail. They are reported from all over the country. The flows of wheat surpluses from the main producing areas in the northeast and the deficit areas in the west, where the capital Damascus is located, are disrupted by the heavy conflict by military operations. As a result, while unsold wheat stocks are accumulating in the northeast, the west has to rely largely on costly imports from the international market.
What are the issues in the livestock sector?
The livestock sector is a very important subcomponent of agriculture in Syria because it not only played an important role in the country, but it was also important in terms of external trade. The livestock sector suffered heavily because of the conflict. Numbers of cattle, goats, sheep are estimated to have declined by about 40% compared to the pre-crisis levels. And poultry, which is the most common and most affordable source of animal proteins, shrunk by 60%. Due to the conflict, large numbers of animals had to be slaughtered or abandoned.
So how is FAO and its partners supporting Syrians in both the short and long term?
So far, in 2016, FAO has supported about 500,000 Syrians, and FAO plans to reach additional 900,000 Syrians to strengthen the food security and to rebuild the resilience of Syrian households.